guys doing?
What's going on?
Go ahead, what?
I was just going to say, it's the third edition of the Sunday Six Pack.
Third edition? How long is it going to be, the Sunday Six Pack, though?
I don't know. You know, Sunday Six Pack is such a generic term for, like, sports shows. They'll do, like, their quote-unquote Sunday Six Pack. So, we got to change it. And it's going to happen soon before too many of you start listening to it and then not be able to find where our podcast is at.
I guess we should tell you now before you guys get like 2 hours into this thing and you're like, what the fuck? Next week, we're hoping, it sounds like we're going to do a podcast from Dubliners, a bar in Galloway. Definitely stay in touch with our Facebook page. We'll give you updates all throughout the week. If you guys are local to the South Jersey area, come by, say hi, have a couple drinks, watch Ben Henderson, Frankie Yeager. Should be a fun night.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. And obviously, you know, we will be letting you guys know if it's actually going to happen on our Facebook page. We still have to work out the logistics and all that fun stuff.
But it sounds pretty promising. So, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm in the Coast Guard. And in uniform, I get free coffee. So, I'm coming out of the out of the Wawa, and there's bums outside Wawa.
Wait, where's this? Is this Wawa, like, actually in the city?
It's in South Philly.
By the stadiums and shit?
Not... you know where Tony Luke's is?
Yes.
It's, like, right around the corner from Tony Luke's.
I didn't even know they had Wawa's in Philly.
Yeah, they do. And it's incredibly popular. So, anyway. I've gone to this Wawa before, and the bum has asked me for money. Oh, no, excuse me. I said to the bum, I go, do you want a cup of coffee? He goes, no, I'm taking orange juice. I go, look, I'm not buying you a fucking orange juice. If you want a fucking cup of coffee, I'll get you a free cup of coffee. So the guy's like, no. So
who fucking turns down a cup of coffee, seriously?
Beggars can't be choosers. What the fuck world are we living in where bums are going, nah, I want an orange juice. Don't give me a free cup of coffee.
He's like, yeah, here's a $10 bill. No, I want a 5 and 5 ones, bitch.
So today I'm coming out, same bum, I remember the fucking bum, right? Excuse me. So I come out, and the bum goes, and I have a coffee in my right hand, and the bum goes, can I have a dollar? And he throws his right hand under my cup of coffee, my coffee goes flying onto someone's hood. Now I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I said this to the bum, and now I'm thinking, shit, this bum might attack me. I didn't know what was going to happen next. He goes, I was asking you for a dollar. I was like, so you fucking throw my coffee? I just spent a dollar on my coffee. Now you want me to give you a fucking dollar, you dumb fuck?
And
my words, exactly. And everyone's looking at me. Here I am in a uniform. And I'm like, fuck, now I'm in a Coast Guard uniform. I might be giving the Coast Guard a bad name. I don't give a shit. This fucking bum. This is the second time. Okay? So, he goes, well, if you would have just given me a dollar, I was like, you didn't even give me a chance to fucking respond. I didn't get a chance to respond. I didn't reply. Next, can I have a dollar? Now my coffee's all over someone's hood. Now the person whose car it is sees the coffee on the hood. And he looks at me. He's a middle-aged guy, mid-50s. Got a couple of tattoos on his forearm. So I'm going, all right, you know.
Hippie.
Kind of hippie-like. I didn't know where... What was going to happen? So, he goes to the bum. He goes, what'd you do? Just like that. Like, like, he was talking to a little kid where, like, a dog just shit in his fucking house. He goes, what did you do?
And I'm wow. Like,
and I just look at him. I go, man, this guy's a fucking idiot. And I start instigating. I'm like, this guy's a fucking idiot. Now this guy starts laying in on this fucking bum. He goes, just because you can't afford a fucking car doesn't mean you have to go throwing coffee all over my fucking car, you dumb, jealous cunt.
Was it a nice car?
Huh? It was like a Honda something.
Newer
or
older. Newer or older.
It was relatively new. I mean, you could tell the guy, I took a peek inside, and I had to see through the coffee to get to the peek inside. But what I saw, it looked like he took good care of his car. He obviously cared about what was happening.
Right.
So now the bum's like, oh, I was just asking him for a dollar, and he's pointing at me. And now the guy goes, you see that man? He goes, he's in the fucking military. He serves his country. All you do is ask people for money. He's like, why don't you get a job? He goes, why don't you get some real human skills instead of asking for money every 5 minutes? He's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And the bum, now another bum comes. And I'm going, oh shit.
Bum wars.
I was like, me and the guy look at each other and we're like, are you ready to do this? Kind of thing. Like, we both had this look like, oh yeah, we're about to fight these guys. Right? The other bum comes, and now the other bum starts yelling at him. He called him Gene. I know the fucking dumb bum's name now, too. He goes, Gene, what did you do? The guy goes, I was just asking this young man. He tries to get all nice now because another bum's there. He goes, well, I was just trying to ask this young man for a dollar, and, well, something or other happened, and now there's coffee on the car. That's exactly
so, wait. So you're telling me there's bum etiquette?
Well, apparently. How would I know? I'm not a bum.
Well, you experienced it. You said
no,
the second bum showed up, so...
No, the other bum got mad at the other one. The bum walking in. Now...
Did you whip out your phone just in case there's going to be like a bum fight?
My phone was in my car. Oh. I didn't want to leave the whole thing. So now the other bum, I think what he... See, I have a theory. I think he was trying to get money from me and the other gentleman whose car had coffee on it, because he started bitching at the other bum. He's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Now this poor bum starts crying.
Which he, one? The coffee spiller bum?
The coffee spiller bum who's trying to fucking put shit on me. Now the guy starts yelling. He's like, what, now you're crying? He's like, you're a little fucking bitch. He goes, you should go play in traffic. He goes, I didn't have to get to my job. He goes, I'd pick you up and throw you in the traffic, but I have to go to a job, and now I have to fucking use my windshield wipers to get a new fucking car wash. Are you going to pay for it? And the bum just looks at him. And I go, that motherfucker ain't paying for shit. And we both walk away.
Wow.
I could tell you bum stories for days.
But how old was Gene, the coffee stealing bum?
High 50s, low 60s. So he's got another 30 years.
Was he like mangy and dirty?
Oh, extremely. Stunk. But he had a cigarette in his fucking mouth, and that's what pissed me off.
Yeah. What? How do you afford a cigarette?
What do you want me to tell you, bro?
And you know what? He'd probably take a cigarette over a cup of orange juice, I bet you.
No, he wanted that orange juice the last time I asked him. So I'm coming out of Tropicana. It was last summer. And I did pretty well, right? Now, I happen to have a lot of cash in my wallet that were big bills. So, the bum comes out. Now, I had change in my pocket. I didn't know how much change I had. But I said to this bum, I said to myself, look, I had a really good night. I'm in a good mood. I'm going to give whatever I have in change to this bum. So, I walk over to him, I put my hand in my pocket, and I put it in his hand. It ended up being like 9 cents. It was a nickel and 4 pennies. It just felt heavier. I didn't know what it was. You don't know how much change you have on you.
No, I really don't. But yeah, I can see how 9 cents would feel like something heavy, because
there's a lot.
Five coins in there.
Yeah, so it feels like it could be anything, right?
He got pissed off, didn't he?
So, I take out my... I didn't even look at it, and I just put it in his hand. And he opens up his hand, and he looks at it. He looks at me, looks back down at his hand, looks at me, and he goes, 9 cents? That's a goddamn insult!
Hey, it's 9 cents more than you had before, motherfucker.
I was like, what, do you want me... You can give it back to me, I'll take it back. I was just like, are you serious? He was like, don't you have a quarter or something? I was like, when did bums... bums get so fucking... I just dropped the mic. Sorry, everyone. But when did bums get so picky? All of a sudden, they're like, I give me a quarter. I don't want 9 cents.
I don't know, man.
Where does that come from?
Probably when the fucking dollar went into the fucking toilet. Who knows?
I don't get what's happening here. How do we have... There's got to be something better than bums. Like, there's got to be something we can do other than...
I'm
men stand around begging for money on the streets. It's ridiculous. You go into a nice city like New York, and I gotta deal with these fucking trash pickers. Like, and I shouldn't even sound like that weird. Like, I was saying to somebody in my car today when we were making another Wawa run for free coffee. I said, it's gotta be such a horrible downward spiral to get to that point. You know what I mean? To get there, it has to be, something has to go horribly wrong. You know, for the most part, I feel bad for people who end up like that, and that's why I do try, and even if it's 10 cents or free coffee, I try and enhance their day, even if it's a little bit.
You know, it's one thing to give them change. It's another thing to, like, actually give them something that, like a cup of coffee or a sandwich or something like that. You give them money, what are they going to do? They're going to spend it on drugs and alcohol.
Or cigarettes.
Giving them something more useful is better. Personally, I don't think you should really give them anything at all, because then it's just an encouragement to not try and better themselves.
But let's look at Gene. High 50s, low 60s, whatever he was. He could have been way older, way younger. What can he do at this point in his life to be better? What's he going to go back to school and suddenly turn shit around? He hasn't turned shit around in 60 years.
No, but you know what? I see plenty of 50 and 60-year-old people working at Walmart. You know, it's not like you can't get a job somewhere.
You say that, but I'm sure with his lack of work experience, they're going to be like, yeah, not hired.
How do you know he didn't have a job before? Maybe he got laid off.
I've seen this guy since I've been stationed in Philadelphia, and I've been coming to Philadelphia for a long time for wrestling shows. So I don't want to say I grew up in Philadelphia, but I know the bums in the city.
Are you on first name basis? Does he know your name?
No, I would never tell him that unless he's looked at my uniform. But he's been there for years. Trust me, this guy's not getting a job at a gas station. It's not happening.
Yeah, there are these places called soup kitchens and go get a hot meal. Yeah, they don't have to hang out in front of Wawa.
Doesn't that advance your theory, though, of not giving them anything? Because, well,
yeah, if I had my way. Do you get welfare for a year? Get yourself a year to get your shit in order, your ducks in a row. And if it takes longer than a year, you're cut off. Sorry. You know.
What happens next?
What happened? They wind up just like Gene. And then
banging on the street and getting money.
would you rather have the option to give these deadbeats money, or would you just rather the government steal out of your pocket and your paycheck to pay them their fucking food stamps and their fucking welfare benefits and shit?
I really don't. Alright. Let's preface this by saying, in my heart, I'm a hardcore liberal and a socialist. Not like a diehard socialist, but I'm a socialist. And if you look at all the modern countries that are socialist countries or fringe socialists, it's all the modern countries. There's a reason
why. Example.
France, England, Canada. All okay. Relatively socialist countries. Okay, Mike.
Well, how would you classify the United States in this?
We're a capitalistic society.
Okay.
And it's great to a point, because I get that whatever you work for, you deserve. I totally, totally love that. But don't you think to a point you have to get lucky to really make money?
To a point, yeah. Not everybody's gonna have the opportunity to make the $1 million and, you know, make the big bucks, like, you know, the athletes that are blessed with talent, the Fortune 500 companies that have the shrewdness and business sense to build a company and amass that kind of fortune. Not to mention, half these fuckers have old money. It's all old money.
All I always look at, here's the one thing, I'm never going to get back to taxing the rich, okay? I always go back to the. You could always go back to these people. The Jersey Shore people are all millionaires. And why don't Republicans want? What's their excuse for not wanting their taxes to go up? What's their excuse, Mike?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well, they go, well, we're the job creators. That's what they say. Well, we're the job creators.
Oh, yeah, true.
Really, really? Mike, this situation is a job creator?
Bullshit, he's a job creator.
Okay. You know what I mean?
To a point, I mean, you can kind of say, well, if he wasn't part of the show, it wouldn't be as big, and maybe some people wouldn't have jobs on that show as an editor, director of sound, you know, camera guy, whatever. But, I mean, he's not exactly creating an entire fucking division of jobs. He's providing work for, like, what, 40 people?
That's pretty much my point. He's not a corporation. And, see, that's what it comes down to. You know, tax the wealth. Look, that's the way I feel.
I totally agree with it. Now, see, here's where you got to draw the line. Taxing the wealthy. Tax them personally. Don't tax the business. Because if you tax the business, there's less money to hire employees.
Now you're making it in a loophole. So now all of a sudden I'm running a business, and now I'm taking my personal money. I'm going to put it towards my business just so you can't tax that money.
Well,
don't you think that would happen?
It probably would. I mean, I'm not an expert on tax law by any stretch of the imagination. Shit, I don't even know what the fuck to do with my W-2. I give it to my mom, and she takes it to her accountant, and her accountant does my taxes for me. I know jack shit about tax law, but I'm sure there's a creative way to write the law so that it couldn't happen.
No, the bottom line is there's always going to be loopholes.
There's always going to be loopholes, and they're always going to be trying to fix loopholes.
Are they really trying to fix loopholes?
Probably not.
That's the issue. That's where the problem lies.
Because in order to get into office, you have to be rich.
Yeah. I guess I'm sure you guys have been following the news a little bit, and if you're not, some shit is hitting the fan, and it's
hitting
it
already
me,
hit.
It's making me literally embarrassed to be an American. And I serve in the U.S. military, and I'm embarrassed.
Do tell, Steve. Do tell.
Do tell. You know.
I know, but they don't. Maybe they don't.
Okay, well, Oklahoma Senate passed it's called the Personhood Act, which pretty much effectively bans all abortions.
When you say effectively, what do you mean by effectively?
Oh, it does. It's just a nice way of putting it, I guess. The vote was 34-8.
34-8.
In the Senate. Okay.
Whoever those 8 people were should be applauded.
Forget that. So
No. Whoever those 8 people were, they had to know they were in the minority, and they still voted the way they voted because of their own principles.
I hope so. I don't know how much I believe that. I mean, I get what you're saying. I just don't know how much I believe at this point. With what's happening in the South, and for anyone to... I'm sure there's some Republicans out of the 8 people that are listed. Excuse me. There's 2 of them that might be Republicans. Still align yourself with this party with what is happening and still go, yeah, I don't think I'm going to vote for Obama. Yeah, I got serious problems with you at this point.
What does Obama have anything to do with that? With what they do with Oklahoma?
It's the fact that you're going to vote against Obama in the upcoming election. Do you see who's probably going to be the Republican candidate?
No.
Rick Santorum.
I know nothing about him. I don't really follow politics. I'm about as opinionated as you could probably find about somebody about when it comes to political issues. But I'm of the belief that it doesn't fucking matter what I fucking vote, who I fucking vote for. No matter what, he might do one thing that I want him to do. But there's going to be, you know, for every one that he does that I want him to do, there's going to be 5 different things that he does that I don't want him to do.
Mike, that's just. Forget money. Forget how in debt we are, America is. Let's look at basic social issues, okay?
All right.
Are you for gay marriage or against it?
For it.
Okay.
If they want to have the same problems as the rest of us, so fucking be it, man.
Are you pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice.
Okay. Are you pro for the gays in the military? Openly gays in the military?
Go for it.
Okay. Name some more liberal Republican issues. Are you for fucking doing something for global warming and trying to fix the glaciers melting? Or do you think, oh yeah, we should just fucking keep using fossil fuel, you know, gas, and just drill, baby, drill?
Well,
or do you want to find an alternative?
We're going to have to find an alternative, not because of global warming, just because of the fact that eventually it's going to run out, and everybody's going to get, the common person's going to be priced out of using fossil fuels, so we have to find an alternative. As far as global warming or climate shift or whatever fucking terminology you want to...
Really? Don't even call it global warming, because then you have the fucking cunts go, oh, well, it's cold out today. No, it's climate change.
It's climate change, climate shift, whatever you want to call it. It's not necessary. Has it been proven that we're the reason
for
it?
Yes, 100%.
100%?
100%. 100%. Google that shit, motherfucker.
Google it?
Google that
Google
shit.
Google me. No, seriously, no. Now, there have been... I don't have statistics or research to back this up, but I remember hearing somewhere that the Earth, throughout its history, has gone through periods where its average temperature is warmer, and there are periods when it's colder, i.e. the Ice Age. And this is before human beings started burning fossil fuels. We've been burning fossil fuels for, what, 100 years? If that... You really think 100 years of burning fossil fuels is really fucking up the climate that much?
Whereas often it's 24/7.
I understand that it's
24/7. Think about how the world's being overpopulated now.
Right, but we're also talking about small areas. Where this isn't happening over every single square mile of Earth. We're talking about, like...
Now look at America.
Yeah, that's one section. How much? Two-thirds... Don't even look at it. Two-thirds of the world is covered by water.
Okay, and you know what goes in water? Boats and ships and cutters and jet skis.
Yeah, but that's not the equivalent of a city.
No, but together, combined, it's equivalent.
And what exactly is causing the climate shift because of fossil fuels, Steve?
Okay, so all those things are... Getting back to the previous point. All those things you're for, though, Santorum is against.
And he's a Republican?
He's... Think about the craziest Christian in the world. Okay, and the guy hates sex. You
what?
Are not... Okay, I guarantee you this. Watch the debates with Santorum. The more it sounds, the more it looks like that... He's going to try and ban premarital sex in this country.
Are you? That would never happen.
You say that.
That would never happen.
Mike, you know what would never happen 3 years ago? Abortion being fucking banned in a state.
That would never happen.
Hey, Mike, what did I just say? You would have said the same thing about abortion being banned.
No, actually, I wouldn't have. It would. To be honest with you, I'm surprised, but at the same time, I'm not surprised about this Oklahoma thing.
The guy, look, Santorum goes into office, I'm moving. And, like, I want to move out of this country as it is. Santorum goes into office, I'm gone. I'm going to Canada, I'm going to Spain, I'm going somewhere cool. I'm getting, like...
getting the fuck out of Dodge.
That's my motivation for... Really making a change.
Dude, seriously, you realize that if they were to ban premarital sex, everybody would get locked up. Everybody.
Get banned, but knowing how extreme a radical this man is, think about the craziest Christian you've ever met. I'm sure you met a crazy fucking Christian.
To a point, yeah. I usually try to stay away from those
people.
Okay, but...
Think about the craziest one you ever met. Now, all of a sudden, he's running shit. Now, he's running the country.
That's generally a bad idea.
Okay, so... how are you going to sit there and tell me that this guy is better off than Obama?
When did I ever say that?
No, I'm talking to the listeners.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's obviously going to be a Democratic choice as well.
And that's Obama.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean not necessarily? He's the president. What are they going to do? Go, oh, you did an amazing...
Doesn't he have to win the primaries?
No, he's already... No, once you're president, you automatically are the nominee for the next election.
Okay, I wasn't... I thought that there was a chance that you could have a different Democratic candidate.
That's never happened.
Unless it's a lame duck president. Or not a lame duck. It's his second term, and he can't run again or whatever.
Like, if Obama wins this election, then obviously he can't run.
Yeah.
In 2016.
And, you know, we were just watching, right before we started recording this, we were listening to Joe Rogan's book, one of Joe Rogan's stand-up routines. His first one from 2005. This is back when that fucking retard was president. George Bush. I remember him. We elected that stupid-ass motherfucker twice.
That motherfucker cheated.
He cheated.
Don't you remember Florida?
Yeah, I do. I do, but I mean, I remember the whole cheated thing and the accusations and that being thrown out there, but I don't know any details. I don't know any, I couldn't prove it if you asked me to.
Who was governor of Florida when that whole thing happened?
Fucked if I know.
What if I were to tell you the governor was George Bush's brother? Does that help at all?
I still don't know his first name.
Jeb Bush.
What?
Jeb. Good old boy, Jeb Bush. Yes, sir.
What a fucking name. Jeb Bush. That's awful. That is really awful to have your first name end with the beginning letter of your last name. That's just terrible. But, you're going to explain to me how you can prove that George Bush cheated on that election.
I just have theories like anybody else. I got to unplug this laptop, Mike.
Go ahead, unplug it.
Right.
I plugged it back in so it wouldn't, shut down on you so easily. Just pull it. There you go.
I couldn't get to the laptop, and Mike needed me to pull it, so I pulled it.
Hey, now. Hey, now.
Alright, so, I'm just gonna kind of run through it. Apparently, the Diebold voting machines and what happened was they didn't let a lot of the older Jewish people vote. They told them a different day. There was a lot of shady shit going on down there.
Why did it have to be Jewish?
Well, Jewish people predominantly vote Democrat.
Okay.
Because, most minorities, whether they're black, Spanish, most of them vote Democrat.
Naturally,
because usually Democrats have their best interests. Whether or not they really do, that's another story.
They are perceived to have their best interests.
And, look, really, Obama has done a little bit as far as... Not a little bit. He's done a lot as far as helping out minorities in this country. And people are going to say, well, of course he is, because he's black, and, you know, whatever.
Well, first
man.
Of all, he's half black. But that's besides the point.
Last week, was it last week or the week before, we were talking about what Obama's done so far.
Oh, there's a list of 100 things.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to bring up. So if you
what does that have to do with Bush cheating on the election?
So, I was already off that subject. I didn't know we were still on it. My bad.
I thought you were going to come full circle and explain.
No. The guy cheated. I fucking cheated.
I agree. I don't think he should have been president. They should have done a recount. They should have had to revote the entire fucking country. Just vote again.
You know what?
Who are the dumb motherfuckers? Seriously, who were the dumb motherfuckers that voted for that asshole? Seriously. Who? Who? Rat yourself out. Raise your hand. I'm a dumbass. I voted for Bush.
Here's what I want to get into. You know what, though? Before we even talk about that, There's a big problem with being the most popular, and that just because it's popular, it being right. I constantly... Okay, Mike, we'll use an analogy here. What's considered the most popular sport in America, technically speaking, if you want to consider it a sport?
Technically speaking, if you want to consider it a sport?
If I put it to you like that, what's the most popular sport?
NASCAR.
Okay. Although the numbers are declining. Now, why do you think that is?
I haven't the faintest idea, because you couldn't pay me to sit there and watch an entire race.
You don't have to. I'm not asking you to watch a race. I'm just asking you why it's more.
I'm just saying, I have no idea. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do understand the intricacies and the competitive nature. From everything from how the car is set up to the skill of your pit crew and how fast they can change a tire and all that bullshit. There's a lot of... there's a lot of intricacies to the sport, if you want to call it that, that can make or break you in a race. But it's so fucking bleedy boring. Just give me the fucking highlights and the crashes.
Well, the reason why it's so popular is because if you look at the South, there's a lot of people in the South. Right or wrong?
There is.
Okay, and those states, for the most part, are bigger as far as land goes, right? If you look at the Northeast, New Jersey is a small little state.
All Pennsylvania's, the small states are in the Northeast.
All the small states. Okay, so we have a lot of people, but not a lot of... And let's be honest, though. Where are the states with the highest education? They're all in the Northeast.
Of course.
All of them are in the Northeast. Okay. So with that said, all the people are down south, right? There's more people in the South, and those kinds of people kind of spread out more towards the Midwest, too. So now you're not just talking about the South. You spread it out to Oklahoma and Texas and Arizona, Utah.
Colorado,
yeah. Colorado has a lot of liberals.
Yeah.
Actually, which is surprising. So anyway...
What about the Midwest?
The Midwest, Kansas. You have a lot of the same kinds of people.
Kansas, Minnesota. You got fucking Hicks in Minnesota, and they're about as far north as you can get.
Exactly, but it's just a different world. So, what's my point, right? My point is the fact that just because something is more popular doesn't make it right. So, constantly my parents who watch Fox News all the time go, well, it gets the highest ratings. Well, duh, there's more people in the South watching the fucking brainwashed idiots.
Just because a lot of people are watching it doesn't mean it's right.
Duh.
That's exactly what you're saying.
I don't want to sound like a little girl, but duh. Like, is it that hard to figure out?
No.
But why can't people get that?
I really don't know. Because the majority of the people in this country are sheeple, and they'll believe anything that you tell them.
They're just brainwashed.
Exactly. And sadly, most of the world is like that, too. Not just America.
Is it?
Where are we at war at right now?
Muslim countries.
You don't think they're brainwashed?
Okay,
a little bit?
How many are there? 6-7 countries? Honestly, I fucking sound like such a fucking liberal socialist. But look at these European countries. These countries are smart, sophisticated. They have socialist program. How do you feel about socialism?
Initially, I mean, in theory, it works, but in actual practice, it has some flaws.
When you got your shoulder surgery, did you collect disability?
Yeah. I know, I understand that's a socialist...
It's a socialist program.
It's a socialist program.
So how, in theory, is that a flaw?
That, in and of itself, is not a flaw. When I say flaws, I'm really pointing to and thinking of is things like free healthcare. And
so you think healthcare should be a commercial thing where you can make money off it, and that's what it is. at this point in this country. And we're the only country like that.
You're really picking the lesser of two evils. I mean, with free health care, that means prices for everything will be regulated, correct? By the government.
Say that one more time.
Government would regulate the price, like, say, you know, no matter what, you break your arm, it costs $80. You know, to fix it. It wouldn't be different as it is now, no matter where you go.
I don't know.
But basically what I'm driving at is that if you, with free health care, you your doctors and your practitioners don't make as much as they would if they were living here in the States.
I'm sorry. That's not true. That's a complete fallacy.
Okay.
That's a complete fallacy.
Then set me straight on it, because I don't know anything about it.
Well, doctors make just as much in other countries as they do here. That's...
Then why do all the best happen to wind up in the United States?
Kobe Bryant just went to Germany for surgery last summer.
He did?
Yeah. You know who else did? Alex Rodriguez. You know who else did? Like, three Olympic athletes. Not the best is here. That's a complete fallacy. You know where that fallacy comes from? The right. It's a complete fallacy. Why is Kobe Bryant, a guy, a multi-millionaire, going to Germany for surgery?
Well, I don't know.
Why is A-Rod, who's got more money than God, going to Germany for surgery?
Well, could it also be that they use different practices that are illegal here in the States?
That, like, would definitely
human
be
growth
it.
Hormone, HGH, and all that shit.
So, knowing that, though, don't you think that America's got some problems? Look, I'm all for universal health care. My cousin was just diagnosed with cancer. She's a waitress. You think she has fucking health insurance?
No.
Okay.
And if she does pay for it herself, it's not nearly enough to cover the kind of care and, you know, medication treatment she's going to need. It's going to bankrupt her, in other words.
She'll be okay, and then she'll be with Gene on the streets of Philadelphia? You know what I mean?
No, she won't be okay, because she won't be able to pay for it.
So she's going to end up on the streets with Gene in Philadelphia.
No, she won't be able to pay for it, so she ain't going to receive whatever
she
needs.
Die.
Either one. What would you pick?
Exactly. So, knowing that, if you look at a country like England, Canada, Spain, you know, like that whole list of countries I keep going back to, knowing that they have all these beautiful socialist programs with healthcare, right, it's all about priority. Like, if you break your arm, yeah, you might not get your surgery, or if you need surgery for, like, your arm, where it's not life-threatening, yeah, you might have to wait a couple months. But you have to wait. How long did you wait for your shoulder surgery?
I had to wait a couple of months.
Okay, you still had to wait a couple of months. Now, if you had something life-threatening and you were in Canada, you know what happened? Right in.
Well, obviously, if it's life-threatening. Okay. But something like if you break your arm and need surgery to repair that arm, and you have to wait 3 months, by the time 3 months rolls around, they're going to have to re-break it just so they can fix it properly.
That's not what would... In a case like that, they would monitor it. You post on message boards, correct?
A couple of them. Yeah. Okay. Actually, just one, really.
Are they all predominantly American, the people that post?
No. Actually, there's quite a few international users.
Next time you're on there, talk to them about their healthcare. I don't know if that ever comes up.
Yeah, I can probably just search their the message board right now and see if there's any threads on healthcare.
I post on a few message boards, and I'm very... This stuff is interesting to me. It's fascinating. So I'd like to see what... Because I used to hear the same thing. Oh, well, Canada's socialist program is awful. Talk to people in Canada. They fucking love that shit. They come here, and, like, they get into a car accident. They're like, what the fuck? They're asking me for money and insurance cards. Fucking fix me. I'm hurt. Are you serious? I'm sorry. I get... See, here's the thing. Why would you become a doctor?
Why would I become a doctor?
Yeah.
Well, to fucking make money, man.
Isn't that the wrong reason?
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of other fields where you could go into it and make money. Right? If you wanted to make money, you could go be a lawyer and make good money, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that field, you know, is kind of hit or miss.
Okay, well, just in any other field like that where you're a professional, okay? As a doctor, your whole thing is you're helping people. That's why I know if I wanted to be a doctor and it was in my heart, I would want to help people, not to
make a buck.
Well,
yeah, that's
why
I don't want to be a doctor.
Exactly. So the whole thing
not that
is,
I don't want to help people.
This shouldn't be for-profit medical shit. I'm sorry, it shouldn't be. I get that you're going to school for a long time. I get that. Totally mad props. I cheer for you. That's amazing. But if you're going into that field to make a dime or a buck, it's the wrong reason.
Well, you also got to look at, my cousin's an anesthesiologist. He's got debt, and he's got 7 figures of debt that he's got to be able to pay off. And if he wasn't making...
Oh, you know what? Like all these other countries, too, they have socialist school systems. Everybody goes to college. You know why America's IQ is so low? Because it's hard to go to college. We actually make it difficult on Americans to further their education. If you're in England, guess what? You're going to college. You have to go to college. If not, you're fucked.
How do they pay for all that, though?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But it works. Everyone's happy.
They must be taking, like, half the people's paychecks and shit. I mean...
What does Colin Cowherd always say?
About?
Canada. Colin Cowherd, for those of you who don't know, ESPN Radio. Brilliant guy. We talked about him last week. I don't know if you guys were paying attention or not.
Doesn't he always say something like when people want to get something done now, they come here?
Okay, right. But you could be happy and content in Canada, right? But you won't see too many millionaires or get too far up.
Oh,
You'll never see someone so far down. You won't see people like Gene.
Right.
In Canada. You'll see everyone here.
Right in the middle.
Okay. I don't know about you, but I'm not a fucking sport. Like, I'm not a greedy cunt. I would be happy right in the middle.
That's kind of where I'm at right now, and I'm fine with it myself.
Okay, so... Don't you think it's a matter... I get... And that's where it gets down to the capitalistic thing. I get where if you work for it, you should be rich or whatever. I get that. I'm all for it. But I definitely see the other side, and I tend to lean more towards the other side.
Well, of course, because you're closer to that side than the I'm rich as fuck, I can buy anything I want, anytime I want, right now side.
But that's not right. I think even if I felt the other way... Look, I have a tendency to always stick up for professional athletes, and because it's such a special skill set to sit there and say, let's look, what is it, 350 guys in the NBA?
Yeah, and there's what, like 1,500 NFL players?
And what's the population in the world?
Billions.
Billions. And there's, out of those billions, 350 guys... have that skill where they can play basketball. If you don't think the top 350 in anything they do shouldn't be millionaires, you got problems. You're just wrong.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you just said 350, and I would have a hard time believing that the 350. Let's just say there's 350 people in the NBA. I'd have a really hard time believing that those 350 people are the best in the world at basketball, bar none.
They are. Everybody who's good at basketball tries to play there.
What about somebody like Jeremy Lin, who actually almost got cut by the Knicks?
But the guy was in the league. He was on two other teams.
And he got cut by two other teams.
Well, why was he cut? I mean, you want to talk basketball? I can talk basketball with you.
He got cut.
The Golden State Warriors with Monte Ellis and Steph Curry. You think that guy was going to play?
See? Now, just because he wasn't good enough for that team doesn't mean he wasn't good enough for another team. Which obviously is. He's on the Knicks. He's a fucking rock star now. But the point that I'm trying to make is that there's probably a dude walking around somewhere that could probably ball better than the 12th man on sitting on somebody's bench right now.
Honestly, I just happen to... I disagree with you. I know... Like, I look at the Lakers, and I see every person on that team, all 12, the entire roster, I see that roster, and I go, that guy's an NBA player. That guy's definitely an NBA player. All the way down to the last guy on the fucking bench. Those are NBA-level players.
And who's to say that there aren't more than 350 NBA-level players? There's just not enough room for them all on rosters.
But then, what do people who say anything about sports say? They want contraction because the game's watered down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if that's the case, then maybe those last 30 guys don't really deserve to be in the NBA.
Hey, you present a good point.
I'm good at that.
No, but I mean, see, here's the thing with contraction. I mean, yeah, it seems like the league is watered down. It's just because the style of play in the NBA is not conducive
to
it.
Go ahead, yeah, I want
to
hear this one. The style of play in the NBA is what?
Not conducive for doing. Well, it's not really conducive to. All right, let me put it to you this way. How do you feel about the 76ers right now?
Playing good basketball. They're
playing good basketball.
Solid team.
Solid team. Do you think they have a chance to win a championship this year?
No.
No. Why not?
They don't have one high. They don't have a scorer.
They don't have a scorer. In other words, they don't have a superstar.
No, they don't have a scorer.
Well, all right. Who's their best scorer then?
That's a great question. I haven't watched enough of the Sixers, but I know I've watched a couple other games. Their best, Iguodala?
Yeah, I'd say he's probably their better defender, their best defender.
Yeah, I agree, he's definitely their best defender.
I don't know about...
The guy's a beast, but he's still scoring. Lou Williams?
You see, I don't know. I know a little bit from the tidbits I pick up here and there when...
So then why'd you ask? What's your point, I guess?
My point is that it seems watered down because there's like the cream of the crop, the division between the cream of the crop and the rest of the pack is growing.
Definitely not.
Definitely not?
No.
Then why do you need a superstar to win a championship?
You don't.
Name the last team that won a championship without a superstar.
The Pistons.
How long ago was that?
2005, 2006.
2005, 2006, and they didn't have a suit. Who was the better? Then who was their most prominent player?
Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey Billups. I know who Chauncey Billups is, and I don't follow basketball.
Doesn't mean the guy's a superstar. He's a good. He's a solid point guard. He's a good point guard.
Before 2005.
Before that, the Spurs.
What,
I guess,
like 2001 or 2000?
No, Spurs, they were really 07, 08.
So you went from 05 to 07 when I asked you to go later?
I could go earlier. Doesn't that support my argument even more?
No,
Tim Duncan is a superstar, but the guy's not like a high-level scorer. Their best scorer was Manu Ginobili. And Ginobili's not exactly a superstar.
Oh, well then, all right, if you... Out of the current...
Then you know what else happened?
Define a superstar. Who's a superstar? Obviously, you got Kobe.
LeBron.
Obviously, you got LeBron. Obviously, you got D-Wade. Obviously, you got... Dwight Howard.
Okay. Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
Darren Williams.
Blake
Derrick
Griffin.
Rose. I don't know. Blake Griffin's a sexy player. He's not really a great basketball player.
But he's a superstar.
I guess. But see, that's the issue. In order to be a superstar in basketball, do you have to be really popular? Because that has nothing to do with your game. You can be... Dwight Howard, his skill isn't great. Andrew Bynum's a better basketball player than he is.
I'm not going to argue with anything in the NBA,
okay.
But...
Well, Andrew Bynum is a better offensive basketball player than Dwight Howard.
How about on the defensive end?
He's better.
Okay. I'll just take your word for it.
He's not sexy. Dwight Howard has crazy blocks and crazy dunks. So, like, you watch SportsCenter, and Dwight Howard's on the top 10 all the time. But Andrew Bynum's putting up better numbers every night, but he doesn't do anything sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So, and that's the same thing with Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin has crazy dunks. So, yeah, you consider them a superstar, but that doesn't mean they're great basketball players.
Right.
Okay. So, if you take a guy like Rudy Gay, I think I said this to you once before. Rudy Gay, do you don't know who Rudy Gay is?
I've heard the name.
Okay. But you, do you know what team he plays for?
Nope.
Okay. My point exactly. Went to UConn. Very good ball player. But he's a great scorer. He's not a superstar. But if you put him on the Sixers, and you just added him on that team, that team's a championship team right away. And he's not a superstar. You don't need a superstar to be good. They're missing a key component. You need a scorer. You need someone who can give you 25 points every night. And that's what Rudy Gay does. Rudy Gay doesn't do too much else, but he'll score. He'll put up the points for it.
So, I mean, what camp do you reside in? Do you think they should contract the NBA?
The way I feel is two ways. First of all, no, you cannot contract the NBA.
What about the team like the Bobcats? Nobody gives a fuck about that team.
The Bobcats were, first of all, they got Kemba Walker. That team is very young.
Whether or not the team's young or not, they don't draw. I mean, for Christ's sake, they didn't even have an owner for a while.
You know who their owner is now, right?
It's Michael Jordan.
Okay. What do you do?
Disperse them through the league. I mean, you disband the team, and then you have like a mini draft or whatever. Obviously, it wouldn't be mid-season.
I personally think they should move them to Seattle.
That would be the other option, to move the team.
You cannot. The NBA is weird with the Seattle Supersonics. And I really, like, it's just weird.
Yeah, why did they get rid of them?
There's no explanation for it.
Wait, did they get rid of them or did they move them somewhere?
They moved to Oklahoma City.
Why?
The owner, because nobody knows. It's one of the great mysteries of sports.
Was it the NBA that moved them there,
or was it the owner?
It was
the owner. It's not like they weren't drawn. That fucking stadium was packed when they were bad.
Why would he move them?
Oh, you know what? It's coming back to me. It's all coming back. He wanted the city to build a new arena.
And they
wouldn't
do it.
The city was refusing. So he said, all right, fine, fuck you. Go to Oklahoma City. And he had Kevin Durant, so let's go, KD, you come with me. And Oklahoma City's, and they're awesome, you know?
Right.
Drawing, I'm in the camp of, no, you can't have contraction, because the more basketball being played, I'm happier. You know
what
I mean?
Even if it's not as good?
What teams are really bad? Even the Bobcats are worth watching, because Kemba Walker's a killer.
I mean, all right, let's look at, like, the NFL. What do you think about the NFL? Do you think they should add 2, 3, 4 more teams?
I don't know if they should. The NFL shouldn't be adding any teams. If they're going to do anything, they need to be moving teams, because there are some issues in some of those cities.
Like Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. San Diego could use a move.
Yeah.
You know, Tampa Bay even. Nah.
I don't know.
You both made the gay noise.
Yeah, I don't know about Tampa. Tampa Bay is all right. Tampa Bay is fine down where they are. Trying to think of some others, man.
Buffalo?
I don't know, man. They have a pretty passionate fan base. They could ship the fucking Jets out of fucking New York, I'll say that.
Why?
And so I don't have to fucking hear about Rex Ryan all the time. Fucking loudmouth blowhard. No, but I guess I can't really think of too many others, but I mean LA needs a team.
They have a team.
They do?
What city, baby?
Come on. We're talking about NFL teams.
That isn't an NFL.
No, they aren't.
You said 20 guys in the NFL every
When's the last time the USC made the NFL playoffs?
They win every year.
No, they don't. I mean, if you're talking about them winning or making it to the playoffs because they graduated a player into the NFL that used to go to USC, okay. And they probably win the Super Bowl every year, too. Because at least one guy on every roster is probably from USC.
Hell yeah.
Homer alert. No, but seriously, LA needs a team. They do.
I agree. For sure. Where do you stand with Vegas?
With Vegas?
Getting a team.
Nah.
Why?
Why? Have you ever met a person that's...
Just repeat my question. Yes, why?
Why? Why? All right. How many people have you ever met that are actually from Vegas?
So that, like, there's no fan base?
That grew up there.
There?
Yeah, they live there.
So? Eventually they're going to raise their kids there, right?
Maybe. If they have kids, or if
my
they...
My uncle lives in Vegas. He's... Some, I don't know. He's not a dealer. I don't know exactly what his job title is. Making good money. You know, he's going to have kids.
Yeah, but...
And he's going to raise his kids in Vegas?
Vegas is like a transient town, though.
So is L.A.
Not as much as... not. Or if you're going to call L.A. that, you can call Florida that, too.
Hence Jacksonville.
It's a wild... It's, I mean, Jacksonville doesn't need a fucking team. Vegas certainly doesn't need a team. There's a reason why Vegas...
Imagine going to a fucking Super Bowl in Vegas.
There's a reason why they don't have a football team there. Or any pro sports team in Vegas, for that matter. I think it has a lot to do with the sports, but I don't know the exact reason, but, I mean, there is a reason why. Is it because of the sports betting that goes on?
That's pretty, exactly, precisely.
And people would think that it was...
You have guys cheating.
Exactly, and that's why Vegas shouldn't have a team, and why they probably never will ever have a team. Unless sports betting becomes widely... legalized, which I happen to think it should, and I think fucking New Jersey is retarded for not doing it years ago.
Hopefully it happens now. That'll be the one good thing this Governor Christie has done. Is
one?
One? What else has he done?
I don't know. I thought you were going to get ready to...
What's he doing? He hasn't done shit.
When you say he hasn't done shit, are you looking for tax breaks, or are you looking for him to start moving the country or the state in the right place, in the right direction?
Start moving the state in the right direction. Hey, Mike, what's the point of government?
You know what? That's kind of a long answer.
Make it as simple as possible.
It's the role of government.
I'm like testing you tonight.
Yeah, you are. This is like a fucking quiz, man. This isn't civics.
But it's simple, though. What's the point of government?
To, you know, at the risk of sounding an idiot by using the word in the definition of the word, to govern the people, to tell them what to do, to provide services.
No. They are supposed to represent the people.
No.
So, if the fucking people sit there and make a vote and
hold
say,
on.
We want gay marriage in New Jersey.
Hold on. Wait. No. That, you know what? That is such a simple fucking answer, and I should have known it. And as soon as you said it, I smacked myself. But the government in this country has not represented its people in such a long time that I forgot.
No, you're absolutely... I asked you what the point was, not do they actually do it. No. So we just had a whole thing where everybody said, we want gay marriage in New Jersey. Chris Christie, because... stupid fucking religion says, well, it's against my religion, and I want the thing in the book to happen in real life, like the Patton Oswalt bit. So he said, no, marriage in New Jersey.
Did he actually deny it?
Everybody, yeah, even the entire state was like, yes, we want gay marriage. Yes, we all want gay marriage. And Chris Christie's like, no, I don't live here. What the fuck? He didn't say, I don't live here.
But yeah, but, well, see, here's the whole thing about okay, is he so short-sighted that he can't see that people would come to this state and spend money to get married?
Is he so short-sighted? Yes.
Although, one positive thing that he has done, I will say this. Huh?
Getting ready to raise the tolls in the parkway again.
I didn't say that was positive. He has reduced the amount of people on the state payroll.
Okay.
That saves the state money. That's one of the biggest problems of this country. This state has.
Have you seen a difference in your paycheck, though, with taxes? Because I know it may be federal, but I don't see.
No, but it's not going to happen. It's not, shit like that's not going to happen overnight, and that's going to affect more. That's going to affect your property taxes more than anything. Yeah.
See, now I'm not sure.
Your property taxes is what pays the majority of what the state does. Your income tax is. Have you looked at your W-2?
I haven't seen it.
I think I pay between federal and state taxes. I actually took a look at mine. I paid somewhere between like $4,000 and $5,500 in taxes this past year.
Okay.
That's just income tax. That's not really paying anybody's salary. You're talking about your property taxes, which can range anywhere from in this state like $10,000 a year to fucking like $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year, depending on how much property you own, what kind of house you have,
right,
where you live, and all that bullshit. That's the big money. That's where you're going to see the difference when the amount of money that the state is paying these people is going to come into effect. Not really so much on your income tax. Your income tax is supposed to be temporary.
Yeah, I did know that.
Fucking George Washington and the founding fathers are rolling in their fucking graves. Rolling in their graves.
The amount of shit that you could say about our founding fathers, quote unquote, I stunted the fingers, but the amount of things that you could say about them and the way they would feel now about how the country is being ran, talk about rolling in their graves.
Speaking of temporary things, you know the tolls on the NX Expressway are supposed to be temporary?
I believe that too.
Yeah, they were supposed to be temporary. They were put up originally to help pay for the road's construction. And they were supposed to be taken down, I think, like 2 years after the road was finished. And they just left them there.
Why wouldn't you? You know, why would you take it away? Hey, look, you gotta take this road. Give me a couple bucks.
Well, I mean, you don't necessarily have to take the expressway. You can take the Black Horse Pike, the White Horse Pike, all the way up to the bridge.
So what's the point? So you're saying, so for the convenience, you better pay this toll? So
it's basically a convenience fee. That's all tolls are.
Now, don't you think your state tax should be paying for the roads?
Yes.
So in theory, you're already paying for the expressway?
Yes. Yes, and then and you know what really pisses me off is the fact that on the turnpike, which is actually 95, which is an interstate, not only are we paying state highway tax, we're also paying a federal highway tax, which the federal dollars should be going to repair that road and maintain it, and we still have to fucking pay a toll on that motherfucker too.
So what's the answer? What do we do? Uprise? No more tolls. I'm not paying $2 every fucking day. Fuck this shit.
Do you realize if you got every single person that traveled those roads on a daily basis to just not use them for one day?
You're absolutely right.
Do you have any fucking idea how much fucking money those toll? Think about how much you pay. Some of these tolls are like $1.50, $2. So there's some of them that are like fucking $3.50.
Don't go home. White Women Bridge cost me $5.
$5. Think about how many fucking cars go through there. $5 a pop. Do you have any idea how much it costs to cross the George Washington Bridge?
Yeah, about $13.
$13 a car.
Yeah.
And it's a double-decker, and it's usually packed.
You know the outer bridge going to Staten Island? $15.
$15 to cross the goddamn bridge.
Talking about traffic, too.
Dude, you can get 3 blowjobs in Atlantic City for that price.
That's poor quality, though. Get
I don't know.
Get you blowjobs spend it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me set this up. Have you ever seen Yes Man with Jim Carrey?
A long time ago.
Do you remember the part in the movie where he gets a blowjob from the old lady?
Vaguely.
Well, from his facial expressions, I dare to say it was a pretty damn fucking good blowjob because she took her teeth out. Yeah. Well, where I'm going with this
is I could say, I said you can get 3 blowjobs for the price of that toll.
$5.
$5 a piece. And do you remember when AC Hookers came out on HBO?
Of course.
There was a fucking toothless lady that was giving out blowjobs for $5 a piece. Or a pack of cigarettes. Take your pick. I'm sure you could find some dirty skank ass slut in Atlantic City to suck your dick for $5. It wouldn't be hard. It wouldn't be. I'm not saying I would do it, and I'm not saying you should try this at home, but it could be done.
Alright, so I don't want to go back to it, but you know, because of the article again, and this abortion thing is just fucking killing me right now. So
it's fucking retarded.
It's killing me. Like, I'm not a girl. I wouldn't consider myself a feminist. I'm not a feminist.
Yeah, I'm going to let you elaborate on that for a second. I want to go grab another beer.
All right, you go ahead. All right, everyone. So, the big issue with this is, the one thing that's really pissing me off is, if you get raped, okay, and you get pregnant from the rape, you're not allowed to have an abortion, okay? So, there's a story I picked up on, addictinginfo.org, okay? So, Google Oklahoma abortion. And there's a little story here. Years ago, I met a woman, who gave birth to a child before abortion was legal, who was a product of a rape. The girl was 12 years old. Oh, wait, never mind.
Do I need to play the Price is Right fail, Orin?
I should probably have read this before I started reading it. Ah.
Oh, does it contradict you?
No, not really. Let me read it for a second.
Are you, how long is this article?
About a small paragraph.
A small paragraph.
Go,
right.
Talk.
So we're getting on this, abortion's illegal. I like to just come right, I said it earlier, I'm pro-choice. I think it's absolutely fucking ridiculous to tell anybody what they can and can't do with their body.
All right,
go ahead.
Let me, because we were talking about, if you get raped, you're still not allowed to have an abortion in Oklahoma.
That's fucking bullshit.
If this stays. So years ago, I met someone who gave birth to a child before abortion was legal, who was a product of rape. The girl was 12 years old at the time, and the woman let the child know every day of her life that she looked like the rapist and how much she hated her. She would tell her this to her daughter every day because she looked like the person who raped her.
Wait. Her daughter looked like a dude?
Well, Mike, I'm sure you can find features.
I'm trying to get a little chuckle. Just stop.
Ha!
Ha!
Get it?
Go.
What? I said it. But if that's where we're headed as a society... Okay, you know, I wrote down some notes as I was reading this article. I had some questions.
Actually, you know, let me just say something real quick. That's all well and good. They banned it in Oklahoma. All right, Oklahoma's not that big of a state. You take a 4-hour drive, you go to Texas, you go to whatever fucking state is north of Oklahoma.
Hey, there's nothing that says you can't get drunk and throw yourself down a flight of stairs.
And there's nothing to say you can't hand your boyfriend a coat hanger and a pair of wire cutters to straighten it out with.
So I was reading this. I had these thoughts, and I figured these are some of the things we could talk about. Okay. My first question for you is this: why is this happening?
Because people are fucking stupid. That's why.
How sophisticated? You just added to the discussion.
Why?
We're on a podcast. It's not me and you talking.
No, I'll tell you why. Because people in Oklahoma who've put these people into office are so close-minded and so immersed in their religion that they think that their way is the only way and everybody else should burn in fucking hell.
So, what's the solution? I mean, is the solution... To me, it's like... I read Richard Dawkins' book. It's called The God Delusion. And in it, he repeatedly compared fundamentalist Christians, evangelical Christians, Southern Baptist Christians, to extreme Muslims, the terrorists. Because they really are just as bad. They have the same thoughts. I said to you last week, the only people in the world we're currently in, the only people before Obama that did not have an openly gay military were the countries we were fighting against. Okay? So, they're just as... When you made that analogy, it's there for a reason, because it's fucking true. They had these ideas from... I get that it's your religion, but here's why I always explained it to my... I have some family members who are Baptists or born-again Christians, and I would always say, okay, and I said, let's just say I agree with you that abortion or gay... Let's look at gay marriage. That I agree with... Let's just say hypothetically that I agree that gay marriage is disgusting and gross and against religion and da-da-da-da-da, right? So if I agree with you, right, and then you're gay. Let's just say hypothetically, Mike, you're gay, okay?
Okay.
Okay, for the sake of argument, okay? So now you sit there and say, well, I don't believe in that religion. I'm a Buddhist, and in Buddhism, I'm not saying any of this is true, but let's just say hypothetically, in Buddhism, it says that, you know, I'm happy and I can do what I want. So why do I get to force my religious beliefs onto you? How does that happen? How does that work? Why aren't you forcing your religious beliefs onto me?
I don't know. Well, see, the people that have those fanatical beliefs.
For sure.
They feel much more strongly about something like abortion or gay marriage than per se for someone like myself who isn't gay and doesn't really have a dog in the fight, so to speak. I really could give a shit less whether gay marriage is legal or not. Do I have a problem with it? No, not at all. But you know who does give a shit is the fucking guy that is a Bible thumper going around door to door with a black tie and a white shirt asking if you've accepted Jesus into your life or not. Does that make sense?
Did you really have a lot of... Now, this is like the third time you brought these people up. Did you really have a lot of people coming to your house asking you this?
Once every couple of years or so.
Really?
They would come to the house.
It happened to me maybe once in my entire life.
At least once every, two or three years, these guys would come to my doorstep.
Although, one time, it was, one of the first times me and Vee really hung out. It was on Halloween, we all went trick-or-treating. And we got to a house. I can't remember Vee's movies at the time. I was, I'm a Jew. So we get to the house, and it was just me and Vee at the time. We had broken off from the rest of the group because we were doing whatever the fuck we were doing. So we get to the house, and it's a Christian, and she goes, well, I'll give you this candy if you guys just, you know, make sure you know it's coming from Christ, the Lord and Savior. And me and Vee, now you gotta remember, we weren't together, we weren't even really friends. It was like the first time we were really hanging out. And excuse me, guys, sorry. So, we looked at each other and we were like, yeah, that's not happening. She goes, well, if you guys want my candy, you better take it.
If you guys want my candy.
I hope she was referring to actual, sugar and chocolate, right?
Yeah, she was. It was Halloween.
Wait.
You must have not been here when I said that. Too late about the wire in the microphone.
No, but God. Wouldn't it just be great to just show up at a Jehovah's Witness house in a devil costume?
Yeah, but at the same time, then I'd feel like the cunt and the person, my mom always said two wrongs don't make a right. So, and you know, it's true. I don't See, here's the thing. Here's what I try and avoid all the time. I don't like forcing how I feel onto other people. But when you fucking come at me with your fucking ridiculous bullshit, you expect to get called out on your ridiculous bullshit. You know
exactly.
what I mean? That's the way I feel.
If you don't want to get called out, stay with your own kind.
Don't fucking talk to me about it because I'm going to fucking insult you. That's the truth. You're going to be insulted. So, I was a young kid, and I must have been, geez, let me see, I must have been 11, 12 years old, and I was staying at my cousin Chad's house, and Chad's a nice kid. He's a little slow. Chad, if you're listening, I love you. I'm staying at his house, and it was right around Christmas time. And, oh, man, that would say a lot. So, anyway, I'm staying at his house, and he tells me, now, remember, like I said, so he says, so he says, Steve, if you always said Jesus, now, remember, I'm a Jew, I'm like hardcore Jewy. If you don't say Jesus, you're going down. I'm like, I cried. I didn't know how to react to that shit. I'm like, here it is, my cousin who I thought loved me is sitting there telling me I'm going to fucking hell. I don't want to go to hell. Okay, so.
Wait, Jews believe in heaven and hell?
The way we feel, and we'll get Ami to elaborate this when we have him on in a couple weeks. The way I was always taught is this, is in order for Jews to, see, I think Ami feels something different, it sounds like, from reading his blogs. The way I was always taught is that every Jew goes automatically to purgatory when we die, because we have, we're the choice of people. So we have 613 commandments we have to follow, right?
What?
Exactly. So
613?
Yeah, we're held, so obviously no one's going to be able to follow 613 laws. So you go, you cleanse your soul in purgatory, and then from there, you go to heaven. That's the way I've always felt.
The no Jew goes to hell.
Huh?
No Jew goes to hell?
No Jew goes to hell. No. And it's really...
So you could be the baddest motherfucker. You could kill people and rape and pillage.
Oh, hold on. No, see, though, that's not true. Either way, though, purgatory is like a hell, though, apparently. So you go to hell until your soul is cleansed, however long that takes.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So, then Jews believe that non-Jews have seven laws. They're called the seven Noahide laws. And those are pretty much don't kill, don't rape, pretty much don't be a cunt, be a decent person your whole life, and you're going to heaven automatically. That's the way Jews believe non-Jews go when they die.
Okay.
Don't you think that makes sense, though?
So, if you're a non-Jew and you don't follow those seven, where do you go? You go to hell?
That's a great... I really genuinely don't know. And I wish I had an answer for you. And when we have Ami on, you could ask him that question. I don't have an answer. But I would imagine if you're a non-Jew and you're out killing people like Hitler, you know, and if God exists...
You might be spending a lot of time in purgatory.
Okay, so that's the way I was always taught. Now, what were we getting at, though? Okay, so I'm at my cousin's house, and he tells me this. And I'm going, I cried. I didn't know how to react to that. Like I said, 11, 12 years old, your cousin is telling you, you're going to hell. What are we looking at here?
I'm looking at the audio levels.
Oh, okay.
Keep going.
He looked away. So he's telling me this, and I'm going, and I'm crying, and... I told my uncle, his father, you know what his father said?
Shoot. I have no idea.
Oh, he goes, well, Steve, I hate to tell you this, but he's right. Now my uncle is telling me this shit.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. How did your family become divided as far as religion's concerned to begin with?
Okay, so... Obviously, my dad's side's Italian, New York, Catholic, okay, right?
Right.
Okay, we're good there. So now, let's go to my mom's side. My mom has five siblings. Obviously, my mom, Jewy as hell, Jew. Okay? Now, we got my Uncle Charlie, Jew. Okay? Mm-hmm. No questions asked. My Aunt Anna, Jew. My Uncle Jackie, Jew. Now we got two other siblings. We got my Aunt Betty, who's a fucking crazy cunt. I don't know if you ever met her, but I think you may have.
I don't know. I've met a lot of your family. I'm terrible with names and people and shit.
She's got a lot of nasty skin. I don't like the woman. if she's listening, go fuck yourself. I don't understand. Okay? And, what happened with her is she was into drugs, and it was really the same old story. You get into drugs, and then you find your way back to... through Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
And now she's a fucking born-again Christian, and she makes faces at people, and she'll come to, like, Hanukkah parties and Passover. Yeah, exactly. And then she makes faces during prayers. Now, look, me, you know where I'm at.
She was raised Jewish, though.
Yeah. But, she left. Here's what happened.
Of all the people that should be tolerant, it should be her.
Alright, somebody, check it out. So when she was 14, she got pregnant. My grandmother, my bubby, who is horribly mad at me tonight.
come on, bubby.
Come on, bubby. Yeah, she doesn't have a computer. She's obviously listening. My Aunt Betty got pregnant at 14. My bubby was like, get the fuck out. She would never say fuck, but she basically said, you're out. You're done. Mm-hmm. Okay? So she went out. She had an abortion. Okay, gets pregnant again 2 years later, has a kid, so she's got three kids, one of them is my cousin Rebecca in Tennessee, who is a country Jesus singer, what's the word, contemporary Christian country?
I don't know.
I don't, I'm sorry.
It's like combining the two worst
it's
forms
combining
of music.
Country and...
Gospel?
Gospel, I guess.
Oh my god.
It's awful. Okay, then you have my awesome cousin Josh doing JPP satire, so he's the man.
How did he come out of that?
Oh, no, my cousin Josh, hold on. That's another story, hold on. So then we have her, and we have my Uncle Bob, okay? Now, apparently my Uncle Bob was always Jewish. He marries a born-again Christian who pretty much, look, hey, Mike. I know how you are with girls. I see how easily you get flipped. So he got flipped very easily.
I don't get flipped on religion.
You don't get flipped on religion, but you get flipped on... You get... Look, we're all men. We get flipped. I get his story more than my fucking Aunt Betty's. You know, look, I'm not saying my aunt Linda's a fucking fat, disgusting slob. Okay, look, we're airing salvo and laundry out today. Let's get it all out there. So, but either way, she's a fat, disgusting slob, and from there, but he got flipped over, and slowly he went over to her religion. So that's pretty much how those two are there. Now, you want my cousin Josh's story?
Yeah.
My cousin Josh's story is very simple.
Josh's parents were... Yeah, Aunt Betty?
No. Josh's parents. Okay, so you have my bubby, right? My bubby has a brother.
Uh-huh.
And then he has kids. My bubby's brother.
Okay, so he's on...
He's on my bubby's side.
Your bubby's brother's side
right,
of family,
he's
okay.
He's like my third cousin, but he's a fucking man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
we played his song at the end of the first podcast.
We played his song at the end of the first podcast. I went to the fucking Giants parade to watch my boy perform in Naughty by Nature.
Turn in your Dolphins fan card.
Are we going there now?
No.
You said that to me at the casino. You're like, we'll save it for the podcast. And we never talked about it the next day.
That's right, we didn't.
I don't really. I'm ready.
Nah, it is what it is. I was just giving you shit.
So, anyway, so my uncle tells me, you're going to hell, too. So now I'm 11, 12 years old, so they're going to church the next day. And I go, look, I really, after I heard this, I really don't feel comfortable going to church with you guys after they just got done telling me I'm going to hell. I didn't want to fucking go.
Understandable.
Okay? So they're like, no, you're going. Right, so I was like, okay. So, now you gotta remember, this is like 91, 92. Cell phones didn't exist. No, it must, yeah, either way.
Well, For all intents and purposes,
they didn't exist.
They didn't exist.
Okay, so I go, okay, fine. I go, listen, Uncle Bob, Aunt Linda, I go, is it okay if I sit in the lobby and wait while you guys do your thing? I think that's very reasonable for an 8-year-old to come to that conclusion.
Yeah.
I think that's incredibly reasonable.
Incredibly.
Look, you guys do your thing. I'll go sit there and wait. You didn't want to leave me at home? Whatever. Let me sit in the lobby and I'll wait for you guys and I won't make a peep. Right? They go, no, you're coming in. Right? So I guess they go down to kneel. I haven't been to many churches, so. But there was a point where they went down to kneel, and I was like, oh, hell no. And now, my uncle's looking at me, and I was like, look, I'm not trying to disrespect you guys. Remember how young I am, okay? It's not like me today, like, oh, no, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. That's just not happening. No. I was like 8 years old. I was like, look, I'm not trying to disrespect you, but I can't do that. He fucking grabs me by my arm and tries to pull me down. I go, get your hands off, in the middle of church, like the day before Christmas. I go, get your hands off of me! And I walked out of there, and everyone's looking at me, I'm crying, and just for people to feel that way, and do that, and to let a little kid experience that, knowing that, you know. So anyway, the Hanukkah party was like 2 weeks later. So, they're there. And, you know, I'm there with the whole Jewish family's fucking there. And everyone, like, knows what the fuck happened, right?
Right.
So my uncle Jackie, and someone must have said something about me again, and they're like, that was his only chance. My uncle Jackie, my uncle Bob's brother, goes like this. I wish we had a camera, guys. He fucking right hooks him in the face, and he goes down. And everybody went, oh, no one knew what happened. And he got me hurt. This is like 2 weeks later. I'm like, yeah! And I'm just like, yeah! It was madness. Insanity. But
fights at the family party, man.
At the Hanukkah party.
At the Hanukkah party.
And it was brother.
Oh, it's too bad he wasn't Jewish, so his yarmulke would go flying.
Fuck you. It's funny, though. Like, I don't know. So, what's the point of that story? What would you get out of that story?
What do I get out of it? It's just exactly how extreme these people can be when it comes to their fucking religion.
And not only is it extreme, it's pushing it on other people.
Well, and that's when I said extreme, that encompasses the entire idea that they would force it upon other people. It's fucking ridiculous. And you know,
hey, when what happened to freedom of religion or respecting other people's religion?
Oh, that went out the window I don't think that's ever really. It's been an idea, and it's been brought up in this country, and it's been practiced by some people in this country, but by and large, we've never had that.
It's so crazy to think that, you know, the whole country was supposed to be based on that.
But when you first brought this whole extremist, or religious fanatic extremist, whatever you want to call them, when you first brought that up, the first thing I thought of was, you can say it about religion, you can say it about junk food, you can say it about cholesterol, you can say it about sex, you could say it about alcohol, you could say it about pot, you could say it about a number of things, almost everything. Every, you know, in moderation, it's not dangerous. But as soon as you go in excess, you drink too much, you get drunk. You can kill somebody while you're driving, you can get alcohol poisoning. You eat too much junk food, you're going to get fat. You have too much cholesterol, you're going to get diabetes or whatever, heart disease. You know, even too much healthy food isn't good for you. In moderation. Everything in moderation. Especially when it comes to fucking religion and shit like that.
Do you ever hear people say that this country was founded on Christian values? I'm sure you've heard people say that.
Of course.
Okay, talk about a fallacy.
Wasn't it Protestants that came over from England?
Okay, forget that. This is coming from John Adams, okay? This is part of the 1796 treaty with Tripoli States, the United... Okay, and this is what it says. The United States was not and is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion or any other religion for that matter.
Where does that come
from? John Adams.
Where's the website? What website is this?
This is on freethought.com.
Okay.
Okay.
That doesn't really surprise me, because one of the reasons why they came over here to start this country was because they were being persecuted by the British for their religious beliefs, and they wanted to come over to a place where they could practice whatever religion they wanted to without fear of persecution. So, that makes a shit ton of sense.
You know who Thomas... We all know who Thomas Paine is?
Yeah.
Okay. this is coming from Thomas Paine. Okay. Of all the tyrannies that affect mankind, tyranny in religion is the worst.
Of course.
This is... Founding Fathers of America sit there telling you how ridiculous religion is. Then you have the ridiculous people on the right going, well, this country was founded on Christian values.
No,
it fucking wasn't. Did you really need a fucking book to tell you not to kill? Did you... That's the thing that really fucking gets me, is this. Are we that dumb as a people to sit there and say that we need a fucking book to tell us not to kill, not to steal?
What?
You can't be a decent person without that?
Where did the people live, or what country were they a part of, the people that wrote the Bible?
Where did the people live? Which book are you talking about, the Old Testament or the New Testament?
Wherever it talks about the Ten Commandments.
Well, that's the Old Testament. That comes from the Torah.
Okay, you know more about my religion than I do.
Well, no, that's my religion, really. The Old Testament, the Torah, that's the Jews.
Okay.
So, that was written in Israel. Now, your religion, look, Mike, I love you to death, but your religion...
What do you mean, my religion?
Well,
I don't have one.
Okay, I apologize. But your religion, you had the Gospels of... What were the Gospels? I'll give you something crazy right now. Name all the Gospels. You had the Gospel of Mark?
I guess.
Was it Paul, John?
John, Paul, Mark, and...
Okay, well, whatever. The Gospel of John was written something like 600 years after he died. Okay?
What the fuck?
Yeah, okay, that's how ridiculous... Think about how ridiculous the religion is.
Oh, I already thought it was ridiculous. Now it's even more ridiculous.
Now it's absurd for anyone to sit there and tell you, yeah, I believe in this shit. You believe in a book that was written from a guy who apparently wrote something 600 years ago, but it wasn't transcribed for another 600 years? Yeah, that's how it went down?
Yeah, bullshit.
Really?
Come on.
That's where we're at, or that's where you're at. What was your question about where was it written? Israel,
yeah.
Apparently.
Well, I mean, I can understand, you know, people writing these things down. And it probably didn't all pop off exactly as people think it did now. I mean, think about when you were in kindergarten, right? And
okay.
One of the games you played in kindergarten is called telephone. And one person would come up with a message, and they whisper it into the person next to them, and that person would whisper it to them.
It was never right.
And it was never fucking right. And we've been separated from this story for what? 2012 years.
Why? The Old Testament or the New Testament?
The Old Testament.
The Old Testament, close to 6,000.
All right, six.
The Jewish
that makes my argument
even
stronger. All right? these stories, they weren't written down at first. They were passed down.
Now, I'm just going to have to come on and correct me. Hopefully he listens to this because he's being mentioned 1,000 times now. Hopefully I was told happened is Moses wrote the Torah and it came straight from God and straight from his mouth onto the paper from Moses. I think that's
Moses
a load.
Watched it?
Huh?
Like, the God's voice came down and imprinted itself on the page?
No.
And
guy was like, hey, Moses.
Write this?
Then there was light. And then,
blah, blah, blah.
And then there was animals. And then, so, really, is that what we believe? That's what
you would have to be people, high off your ass to believe that shit.
But people fucking do, and they're not high.
I don't get it. How can you believe that? Are you that fucking stupid to believe? Like, where did Jews fall, stand on the whole Adam and Eve thing?
What do you mean? We invented that story.
You did.
Yeah, it's all from the Torah. That's why.
Oh my God, people are fucking stupid. I mean, see, where did Noah and the Ark come in? Because that was us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a 600-year-old guy, I'm stealing from Joe Rogan now. 600-year-old guy built
There's
a fucking
a lot
boat.
Of holes in that story. How big was that fucking boat?
And what did those animals eat? Because animals like to eat other animals.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. And people fucking believe this shit.
And it's not only do they believe it. They believe it word for fucking word for fucking word for fucking word. It's... That shit is the truth that And if you question them...
Oh, look out.
But the fucking ridiculous thing is, if you question them, they give you a look like you're the fucking nuts out. Like, what? You don't believe in the craziest shit ever? The shit... Like, can you imagine... Look, here's what I always said.
You don't believe in the story that has more holes than an Afghan?
Here's what I always said. And I mean it... Look... If God came down tomorrow and was like, hey, I'm God, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
Good, I'm down with you. I believe in what I can see. Besides aliens, I happen to believe in aliens. What the fuck ever. But it would be incredibly arrogant not to.
Here's the thing. Arrogant not to what? Believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, we have, to a point, discovered just exactly how vast our universe is. There are many... galaxies within
our universe.
I believe
in other fucking dimensions.
I don't know about dimensions.
No, I do. I believe there's another... There's probably 500 mics. I'm telling you... Go... I've told you this
you're
once
going,
now. You have Netflix. I see that you have Netflix. Watch the documentary Transcendent Man and tell me that there ain't some crazy shit going on. I know it's for a fact it's on...
Why don't we watch it after we record this?
We will totally watch it.
Alright.
So, anyway. I said on Facebook too, I was like, I'm going to make a list of everything I recommend. This way, people... Because I do recommend a lot of stuff, I feel like, anyway. So
you do. You're like the only person that recommends shit to me.
Really? Nobody ever says, hey, watch this?
Oh, I mean, aside from my parents, but when I say, like... They'll recommend, like, a movie that isn't, like, important. I'm not going to learn anything from it.
Okay.
You're the only person that would, like, recommend, like, hey, you know, read this, or hey, listen to this, or hey, you know, watch this documentary. It's got some really crazy ideas, but hey, you know, it kind of rings true to me. Watch it and see what you think.
Oh, yeah. Look, and for the most part, Now, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but let's be honest. The stuff that I suggest, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's usually worth a watch or a read or whatever.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm not just telling you watch shitty stuff, am I?
No.
Okay, good. I feel a lot better.
Why
do you hate to suggest like something to you like, oh, this fucking sucks. The fuck am I doing?
Well, no, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, there are some that are better than others.
Well, you can't win them all.
But exactly. You can't win them all. But, where were we going with this? We got completely sidetracked.
So, I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? I know that's like putting you on a spot.
You are really...
I know.
You know what? Actually, yeah, I do. I did have something that I wanted to bring up. And it's completely... Like, we're just... All right, we're in reverse now, all right, guys? All
right, so then, before you do that, let me finish a point, because you're going to the mall story with the Bertha?
Yes.
Okay. So before you do that, all right. In a couple weeks, should I close now with the religious stuff and then let you tell your story to close it? What do you think we should do?
Oh, I've finished with the religious shit, and then we'll end
on
a happy note.
Well, it's really like a close, and I wanted to tell people about my boy's blog. You know what I mean?
So, go ahead. Do your thing.
No, you tell your story first so I can prepare. You go ahead. You tell your thing, and then I'll
Here's the thing. My story is very short.
Okay, that'll still give me enough time to fucking find a link for... You know what? Never mind. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, you go.
All right. So this morning I had an appointment to get some stuff installed in my car. I got a new radio, subwoofer put in the trunk, and I got the car tinted. You know, real simple. But
sorry, Mike. Tell us more.
You're such an asshole. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So
the bike's going.
Didn't have anybody to come pick me up, so I had to hang out and wait. Lucky for me, this place was right across from the mall, so first thing I do is I go over to the mall, and I'm walking around the mall, I'm just trying to kill time. Eventually I get hungry. It's around 11:30. I hadn't eaten breakfast. I'm hungry, so I go to the food court, which is mostly empty because this is before lunch, and I'm sitting there and I'm eating my what did I get? I got chicken finger basket with french fries. And so I'm sitting there eating my own business, and I look over and I see these people laying down a Hello Kitty pink tablecloth, and they've got decorations and party. I'm like, and for a second there, I hadn't really fully woken up yet to a point. You know, that time, right before lunch, where you haven't really eaten anything, and you're kind of just, moving through the world in your day, and you're not really paying attention. So, at first, I didn't really think of anything of it, and I'm like, I look again, I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? Is this a fucking birthday party? And I'm in the food court. Why the fuck are they having a birthday party in the food court of the mall? Have you ever seen that before?
I've seen birthday parties at bowling alleys.
I get that.
Why?
Because there's something
there's
to do.
There's an activity?
There's an activity.
Maybe it was an all-girl... Look, I'm just my devil's advocate for this.
It was a girl's birthday party,
okay,
obviously.
So maybe they all go on shopping after they go eat. Maybe they got, a mini shopping spree going on. And that's going to be badass. Don't tell me.
I saw the little girl. She was, six.
Okay, so maybe she's going to a toy store shopping. Hey, look, maybe the parents are rich and hey, we'll take all of your...
If the parents were rich, they wouldn't be having fucking...
Are they taking them all to a toy
birthday
store?
Lunch at a fucking mall. They'd do it at home. Eat at home. Hey, we're going to have our birthday lunch at the mall food court. Great food! You can choose between Taco Bell and Subway. An A&W root beer. I mean, come on. It's just the funkiest shit ever. I took a picture of my cell phone and I posted it on my Facebook. In fact, I haven't seen if anybody has commented on it.
I was actually just on your Facebook. No one has commented on it. But you are going to post it onto our page's Facebook. We are going to move to two verbose, it sounds like.
I think so.
Two verbose is what it's going to be.
The number two.
The number two, the word verbose, because we talk a lot, and it's so fitting.
And of course, we're going to do at least one podcast after we make the switch on Sunday Six Pack in order to inform you guys to move over to that different website.
Hopefully you guys, all five of you guys, stay with us. No, I'm pretty sure we will.
Oh, because it's such a chore.
We'll make it as convenient as possible. So, alright, so next week we are at Dubliners. Fucking, if you're local to the South Jersey area,
it's in Galloway.
Come out, we will fucking do something cool. You want to have a drink with us? Have a drink with us.
Want to talk on the podcast? You can talk on the podcast.
Yeah, we will definitely. I have a couple ideas of what I want to do as far as managers go. The week after. I'll do a quick introduction on him now, and then when he comes on again, I'll do another one just as a refresher. But I'm really excited for it because it's such a unique perspective. I went to a Jewish private high school, and one of the kids I was really close to, his name was Ami, and we were always arguing. And so anyway, flash forward 10 years, and he was like a super Orthodox Jew in high school, and he's going to explain all that. And then you're surfing around on Facebook sometimes, and then you find one person, and that one person leads you to another person, and then you go, oh, shit, you know what I mean? So, I found Ami on Facebook, we ended up started talking and everything, we caught up, and, not only is he not he practicing Judaism as far, he's not Jewish anymore, he's an atheist. I know, yeah, that's real fitting with today's theme, but he's also gay. I really don't think he'll have a problem outing him because he's already pretty much out to everyone. So he also writes a blog. You guys will need to check it out. I'm going to post it on the Facebook. And like Mike said, most of the stuff I suggest happens to be a really good read. It's such a fucking unique perspective to go from one extreme to another, and I'm sure it happens all the time. Yeah, whatever. Okay? It's fucking it's really, you're going to read what, here's what happened to me. I read one of his blogs, and I went on to another one. So we're going to have him on in a couple of weeks. Mike's going to figure out the logistics, because that's what Mike does.
Hey, you know, real quick, about you mentioning he's gay. I actually had a childhood friend that moved to Las Vegas, oddly enough. We've been talking about Las Vegas earlier. I moved to Las Vegas when I was 13, and I kind of lost touch with him. Didn't really see, speak, or hear of him, hear from him until maybe a few years ago. And about a year ago, he like came out of the closet. And maybe you know what I'm talking about, but like, when you found out that he was gay, did you like think back and like recollect events?
That
oh shit!
No,
now it makes sense.
No, like, not really. Only because I'll put it to you like this: I wasn't the easiest to deal with in high school. I'm just going to testify to that. He'll tell you all about.
You were probably a little bastard.
I was such a fucking dick. I would have hated me. I would like me now, looking back at how I was in high school, would just fucking destroy me and say, "What the fuck?" You know, I was just such a fucking douchebag. I was a douchebag. I was, and but it was weird because Tommy was always the one who would, me and him would always talk. And we'd be in prayers, and I'd fucking stare. And like, I'm like, fuck this, I'm not praying. And I'd be making fun of him as he prayed. I was such a douchebag.
What I'm getting at is,
no, something that made you go, oh yeah, he was definitely gay.
Yeah.
No. Nothing like that.
Let me tell you about my friend. Well, I'm not going to use his name. I don't know. I don't think he would really care, and I don't really think that he would even be listening. But when we were kids, I mean, we were kids. Like, I was, like, friends with him. He lived down the street, you know, for, like, 3 years between the ages of, like, 9 and 10. He was always the kid that, like, if we were playing something where role-playing was involved, he would always want to be the woman or the female. He would dress up in his mom's dress and wear high heels around the house and shit like that. But here's the thing that didn't really give it away is that he always had a girlfriend. He was the first one of my friends to like get to third base and all that shit. Like he was always messing around with girls, so it never really clicked in my head.
Now, I'll be honest with you though, you're talking about that, and as you guys said, I'm into Coast Guard, and thank God, how ironic that comment.
It's, you know, at this point, for me, I say the same thing, it's just a fucking phrase.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't mean shit.
So, Obama, obviously, people don't ask, don't tell. One of my supervisors, I don't know if close is the word, But her and I get along very well. I happen to think she's smart, she's engaging, we always have good discussions, and I don't know if she even realized she slipped a couple months ago, because she said me and my life partner or something like that, and I was like, it clicked, but I was like, whatever. And then we had somebody come in today, and we started talking about the whole, who was the gay governor in New Jersey? Was it governor?
McGreevy, I think it was.
McGreevy, okay. So that came up, and I'm not using any names. So that came up with somebody from another office, also in the Coast Guard. And he was like, well, why would you choose to do that? And then she went off saying, you know, we're going to have some really... If you like this podcast, seriously, stay tuned. Next week's going to be mostly MMA and MMA talk, really. Next
you guys
week,
are going to be doing
an MMA show. A huge one. It's UFC Return to Japan. It's going to be fucking crazy. Quentin Jackson going back, him and Ryan Bader. So we got a lot to look forward to. I really hope you guys stay with us. It's going to be exciting. I'm excited for this podcast. I think our chemistry has been pretty good.
I love you, Steve.
Great chemistry. But stay with us. I'm going to post a link to his blog. I highly suggest you fucking read it. If you read one, you're going to read them all. Just a really unique perspective, and it's awesome to see different points of views out there in the world. Whether, you know, it's the same thing, you know, I like to know where people are coming from. You know, whether, even if you totally disagree with me, I want to know where you're coming from and why you feel that way. The only problem is the people on the other side who totally disagree with me, their answers are so generic at this point, I go, yeah, I knew that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not hearing anything different. And yet I keep hearing people who happen to agree with me for the most part, and their perspectives and their background is totally different, and we all come from different points of views, and we all feel the same way. But for the most part, the people who disagree with me are white people. Just white people. With no background and no culture, and I don't fucking mean that as, I don't know, generalization, but it's the fucking truth. It's fucking white people.
From America.
From America, for the most part. And that's the problem, and that's why I'm like, yeah, I'm white, but, like, I don't look the same way. I go, no, I'm Jewish, and then I go, well, no, I'm actually an atheist, but I'm born Jewish, and I'm Italian and Moroccan, I don't like to claim being white. Isn't that disgusting?
It is kind of disgusting. But, I mean, Jewish isn't necessarily a religion, it's a nationality, no?
Well, it's both. It's the only religion that can be considered both.
Okay.
But I don't like to... See, I love my Italian side. I'm Sicilian, and I'm Moroccan. That's the way I feel. Because my whole mom's side's from Morocco, and that's in Africa. You know what the funniest thing is? When me and V... Now, my ex-girlfriend was Vietnamese. When she first started going out with me, and she was meeting my mom's side of the family, she was shocked. And I was like, why were you shocked? She goes, because I didn't think white people had any culture. And I was like, that's interesting, you know. And if you really think about it, a lot of these people from the South, where did their culture come from? They don't have much culture.
They kind of have their own culture, if you really think about it.
But what's the word? It doesn't seem as generic. Like, a lot of my, like, Moroccan
side... You mean,
side,
it does sound generic, you mean?
What? Their culture?
Yeah, it's
stereotype.
It lacks genuinism.
It's a simple stereotype. It's, country music, we like to eat raccoons, and, you know,
watch
what I mean?
NASCAR.
Yeah, you know,
and
it's
drink
a,
beer.
It's a bad stereotype. We happen to hate other races, you know.
They're not all like that.
They're not all like that, but in my experiences, a majority of them are. My experiences.
Well, that's the whole thing about stereotypes. It wouldn't be a stereotype if it wasn't partly true.
They don't come from nowhere. Anywhere. Nowhere or anywhere?
They don't come from...
Nowhere.
Nowhere, yeah, exactly.
Nowhere. It just sounds weird.
They do come from somewhere. And somewhere is included in anywhere.
good job. All
right, now we're arguing semantics.
All right, so where was I going with that?
I have no idea.
All right, look, stay with us the next 2 weeks. We're going to be awesome. I promise you. Oh, also, my fucking cousin Josh is in a comedy festival contest down south. I'm going to post his fucking video on our Facebook page. You guys need to clickety-click and watch that shit.
Wait.
It's a parody of the Thong song. It's a Joe Boxer thong. It's hilarious. I'll show you.
Oh, that really? He's getting into the parody musical
He's got a Tim Tebow one. He's got a Linsane in the Membrane coming up. He's got some good shit.
I saw a Linsanity Nike shirt at the mall today.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Not really.
Well, I mean, it's not, but I mean, you think about it.
Touch on that. How about ESPN's?
So he had a bad game, so their headlines, there's a chink in the armor.
If you guys have HBO, watch Bill Maher's New Rules from last night. Hilarious shit about Jeremy Lin. Hilarious.
But, I mean, if you really think about it, this kid another burst suggestion. Onto the scene. This kid burst onto the scene, what, like a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
We can add, and now they're already selling T-shirts.
Yeah, strike. What if he goes cool? What if he sucks for the next 2 weeks, and then you're able to sell shit?
Well, what if they're gonna blame it on Melo?
Melo's he's not even playing Sunday, Melo. You know what sucks too? Because you know who my favorite non-Laker is. Go ahead, ask me.
Well, all right, Steve. Well, who's your favorite non-Laker?
Carmelo Anthony. How do I find myself in this situation? My favorite basketball player of all time is Kobe Bryant. No, and tons of controversy. Ask me who my favorite baseball player of all time is, Mike.
Go ahead and tell me.
Barry Bonds. Also, controversy. And now my favorite non-Laker, Carmelo Anthony.
Right, who's your favorite NFL player?
I don't have one.
Really? You don't have a favorite NFL player?
Not really.
Well, do you have a favorite NFL player, like, right now?
There's a lot of guys I like to watch.
Who's your favorite guy to watch, then? I'm surprised he's not saying Eli Manning.
I know that's where you're going with it, actually. Eli, I love to watch. I really enjoy watching Phillip Rivers, but it wasn't this year.
Is there anybody on the Dolphins that your favorite Dolphins player?
Mr. Shad, Jason Taylor. Jason Taylor. Jason Taylor. I'm really, really going to miss.
Well, what about Brandon Marshall?
I love Brandon Marshall. I have trouble buying a receiver's jersey. Like, if I was going to buy a Dolphins jersey today, it would be Brandon Marshall's jersey. But I don't want to fucking sit there and buy a Dolphins jersey, and I don't know how long it's going to be there. You know what
I
mean?
This is true. I mean, so why not just buy, like, a generic one with no name on it?
Because it's kind of gay. That's kind of retarded.
So you're on...
Sorry, everyone.
You don't... All right. So, now, what's gayer, buying a generic one with no name or buying one with your name on the back?
Shut up, wait. at my age, you're like a little kid. There's a little kid getting
their name. A little kid is different. The same rules do not apply.
See, if I was going to buy something Dolphins related, I wouldn't buy a jersey. I'd buy like a T-shirt.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
You know what I mean?
I have jerseys myself. It's
I have jerseys too, but they're all Laker jerseys.
Right.
I have a Carmelo Anthony Nuggets jersey.
You do?
What, me?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I love Melo. I love Carmelo Anthony.
Why?
I watched him in college. I'm not a Syracuse fan, but I love Jim Boeheim. I said, that kid's going to be a beast. And he was in the same draft as LeBron. And right away, I was like, for some reason, I fucking never liked LeBron. I never did. And I just gravitated right towards Melo. I can't explain it, but I did. And then George Karl was his coach. George Karl went to North Carolina. My favorite college basketball team in college basketball is North Carolina. So then Ty Lawson was there. There was just so, like, and I like his game, too. The guy can ball. The guy is a fucking beast.
Hey, you want to know something that I actually just thought of?
a lot of the NBA players, like a lot of the big stars recently, they get referred to by their first name. They go to Kobe, LeBron,
Melo. You know who doesn't?
Who?
Kevin Durant.
All right. Well, because
it doesn't flow.
It doesn't flow. You can't just like
Melo flows.
But they'll call him KD.
Yeah.
Or like Michael Jordan is MJ.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Pedro used to always go Michael MJ. I'd be like, oh, you mean Michael Jordan? He'd be like, no, Michael Jackson. I'm like, you're such a fucking dickhead.
Well, I mean, what was the context of the conversation?
It was usually just something. It could have been anything, but to sit there. I'm sorry, I get that him and I are in two totally different realms, but to compare Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan, I'm not even a big Michael Jordan fan.
Like, well, I mean, you kind of can. I mean, they were at the top of their industry or their game, so to speak.
Who gets the initials? Go ahead.
Who gets the initials?
Who gets the initials?
Oof. I think you got to give it to Jordan.
Is he...
It's not even a question.
Okay, so it's not even a question.
It's not even a question.
So when someone says MJ, you automatically go, oh, he means Michael Jordan.
Unless we're talking about music.
Exactly. I really don't remember what the context was. I have no. It was so long ago. It was when we hung out all the time.
It's not even a question. I mean, Michael Jordan, fucking Hall of Fame basketball player, played a little bit of baseball, owns part of Nike. Owns a fucking NBA team. What did MJ do? He fucking made a bunch of records and touched little boys.
Thank you. MJ, or Michael Jordan gets the initials.
He gets them. MJ,
for sure.
You know, my middle initial is J, and like...
MJG.
MJG.
Instead of MJD.
No, I always... I wish it was MJD. That'd be fucking cool as shit. But no, I always wondered why I never wound up with the nickname MJ. Because I grew up when Michael Jordan was popular.
When Maurice Jones-Drew first came into the league, when he played at UCLA, he didn't call himself Maurice Jones-Drew. He called himself Maurice Drew. Or just Maurice Drew.
Right.
So when he first came to the NFL, they were like, oh, that Maurice Jones-Drew guy. I was like, yeah, they were talking about him. And they were like, went to UCLA. I was like... Wait a minute, I'm a Pac-10 fan. I was like, I don't ever know Maurice Jones-Drew.
I remember Maurice Drew.
And then, you know, I was like, oh, then, you know, took his helmet off. I was like, no, that's Maurice Drew. And now everyone calls him MJD, so I'm like, all right, I guess I got to get behind it.
The Jones is his middle name or is his last name hyphenated?
It's hyphenated.
Okay.
But it was
you know what? That's another fucking... Yeah, we're going to have to get into that in another podcast. Hyphenated last names.
You can't control that. Unless you're
fucking retarded.
Unless you're that. Okay, here we go. Like, I'm pro-life girl, or I'm pro-choice ladies, but don't. If you get fucking married, change your last name.
You either change it or you don't.
No, you change it, okay? I don't want to introduce you and be like, oh, this is such and such and her last name. But she's my wife, but she doesn't love me enough to change her last name. Like every other fucking girl in the world. Fucking, if you get married, change your last name.
All right, the only...
That simple.
Here's the only exception, and there are some exceptions to that rule, if you're a professional, or if you're famous.
Those are the only exceptions.
The only... Like, if you have a... Like, say you're a female doctor, you got a PhD, and, you know, your entire practice is built, and your last name is your fucking brand. You wouldn't want to have to change that.
But
I would totally
like
get it.
If you're a singer, songwriter, comedian, and you already have a built-up reputation, like us with the Sunday Sixpack, because we're famous, you know.
Yeah, you're totally famous, man. Now, how about these fucking pussy-ass guys that'll change their name because the woman won't cave? You've heard of that, right?
I'd rather you do that than fucking come at me with two names. I don't care. As long as the two of you had the same last name, I'm down. That's
dude,
fine. Dude.
Imagine what it's going to be like when these fucking kids that have these hyphenated last names get together. There's enough of them, and eventually two of them are going to fucking meet and get married, and they decide to hyphenate that name. You're going to have fucking four last names for that kid. That's fucking ridiculous. But hyphenated last names. On that note, we shut it down for the day.
All right. Check our Facebook. Tell people about us. Get our names out there. I'm doing all I can. I'm getting us at bars. Tell people about us, please.
Come out and see us. Come listen to our podcast.
Come out next week, please. Have fun.
All right, man. We'll see you guys at the Dubliner.
Hopefully.
In Galway.
Hopefully it works out.
Yeah, are we going to do it on a Saturday or Sunday?
That's going to be Saturday, too.
It's going to be on Saturday. All right. So it's another Saturday podcast.
If you come down next week, we can talk about this on the air real fast. If you come down next week, right, we do the pre-show Dubliner. What are we going to do? We're going to wait till next week to talk about the show?
Well, what show?
The UFC show. Because we're going to talk about it. We're going to have this awesome fucking build-up before it. And then be like, all right, bye. Even if we do like a half hour back or the next day.
No, we could, all right, see what we could do. We could do like a preview to the show, and then we can do a little, we could do like half the show before. And then we'll watch the fight, and then we'll do something after the fights are over.
Yeah, I think that's the move.
That's the move. That's how it's going to roll. That's how it's going down.
And then we go through that. We're going to get on Skype, and we're going to get our first legitimate guest on this show.
Fuck yeah.
And we're going to go from there. So stay with us, please, and tell
people. It's only
going to
get better.
It's really only going to get better. I hope you guys like this one. Wasn't sports heavy at all.
No, we touched on a little bit.
Touched on all about sports?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very low.
Very little bit. But, right. Yep, it's going to be MMA heavy next week. All you MMA fans, come on out to the Dubliner. Listen to the podcast if you can't make it. It's always going to be a good one. And definitely listen the week following that. It's going to be a good fucking podcast. Hopefully we can get the technical aspects worked out, because dude lives in Israel, right?
In fucking Israel. And yeah. Time difference is like 12 hours, so we got a lot going against us, but we're going to get this straightened out one way or another, I guarantee. It's going to be fascinating. And I'm going to post a link to his blog. Fucking watch or read that. And what else do we have to post?
I'm going to post that picture of the fucking
post the picture.
And I think that's it.
And whatever I suggested, I guess. Transcendent
your
Man.
Suggestion, the Transcendent Man, yeah, you can
buy Ray Kurzweil.
It's fun,
really. Yeah, awesome.
All right, guys, see you next week.
Peace.